Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
So this morning I'm talking to us about taking authority over unclean spirit. Praise God. Taking authority over unclean spirit. Taking authority over unclean spirit. An unclean spirit is a term that is used to refer to demonic spirits generally. Praise God. Generally. It is called unclean because it is opposite to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We have the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God. Then we have unclean spirit, which is a demonic spirit, which is a spirit that derives its intelligence, that derives its power from satanic, from satanic forces. Are we understanding that? Now, there are certain things when you hear an unclean spirit or an impure spirit or a foul spirit, all these are referring to demonic forces. They are a particular group of demonic forces. Now, I'm saying this because I said, we often make a mistake when we are doing things, we don't know. You see, the Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The Bible says that he accuses the brethren night and day, which means that every day, sir, Satan is out for you. Every day, whether you know it or you don't know it, whether something happens to you or something does not happen to you, Satan is out with a plan, with a program, with an agenda to destroy you. It's important that you understand that. Now, when we say this unclean spirit or a foul spirit, we are referring to this group of spirits that are malevolent. That is, that they are wicked. That is, that they hate humanity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus said, the Bible says, and I saw the archangel Michael, and he fought against that old dragon called Satan. The Bible says, and he fought against him. The Bible says, and he won the war against him and threw him down to the earth. And the Bible says, for no place was found for him. And scripture says that, woe unto you, O inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come to the earth with great wrath. This is not talking about something that is going to happen. It's talking about what has happened. Are you hearing me? That there was a war in heaven. An angel, Michael the archangel, fought against Satan. And the Bible says, and Satan was thrown to the earth. Are you hearing me? And the Bible says, he came with great wrath. He came with great anger. And the Bible says, and they say, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For that old dragon, the Bible says, has come into this world. The Bible says, he come with great wrath. The Bible says, and he is coming with great wrath, and he is doing what he has to do because he knows that his times is short. You are the one that is careless. You are the one that up till today, people are still going to Babalawo. Christian girls are still going to people to do them kaya mata. Christian girls, you are dealing with demonic forces. You think that you are finding a way out. You will be surprised. They are come with great wrath. They are coming with great wrath. Listen, church. They call them an impure spirit or an unclean spirit because they are morally, ceremonially, and spiritually impure. They are morally, ceremonially, they are impure. They are called unclean or foul because they are against anything that is God. They are against anything that is of God. Luke chapter 13 verse 11. Media, let's move as fast as we can. Luke chapter 13 verse 11. They are primarily responsible for creating chaos. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a car that had an accident? Have you ever seen one before? Have you ever wondered what a car, I don't know how many feet or meters long a car is, you will see a car had an accident, it will crumple as if it's, as if somebody took paper and crumpled and squeezed it. When you see that kind of chaos, are you hearing what I'm saying? There are accidents that is caused by human failure, human mistake. But there are many things that are happening because demons are involved. Because demons are involved. There are natural disasters that are natural. But there are natural disasters that are also that are influenced by demonic forces. Please listen very carefully. They are responsible for creating chaos, destruction, sickness. It's not every sickness that a person has that is natural. It's not every sickness that a person has that is natural. They are responsible for diseases, impurity, sin, immorality. They cause both physical and mental suffering. Luke chapter 13 verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. Which had a spirit of infirmity, how many years? 18 years. And was what? Bowed down. She was bowed down together. That is that this woman, don't bend, she was not bent down. She was bowed down. That the Bible says, when the Bible says she was bowed down altogether, was that she was so bent that her head was literally touching her knees. Because she was bowed down altogether. And she was in that position for 18 years. That is, are you hearing what I'm saying? That is not natural. That is not natural. That is not normal. And the Bible tells us the cause. There was a spirit of infirmity that was involved in it. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. Physicians have done everything that they can do. Tonight I decree a deliverance over the lives of men. I come with a decree of deliverance over the lives of men. Everyone that has been bound by Satan, every business that has been tied by Satan, everything that has been done by Satan in your life to ensure that you do not become who God wants you to become, to ensure that you do not arrive at the place you are supposed to have, I bind that foul spirit over your life right now in the name of Jesus. We bring to a stop every activity of demonic forces, of demonic influence in anything that is connected or related to you in the mighty name of Jesus. She was bowed down 18 years. When you see certain things, you know that there's a demon involved in this thing. It's not a normal, there's a demon involved in this thing. The Bible says, next verse please. She could not in any wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called out to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. Sir, there was no medical this thing you will do for that woman. You may give her for some relief sometimes, but you cannot change her condition. It takes power to break that thing. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying tonight? Matthew chapter 12 verse 43. Matthew chapter 12 verse 43. You're going to get ready today to pray. You're going to get ready today to pray. Matthew 12 43. When the unclean spirit had gone out of a man, which means that this unclean spirit, sir, and let me make a distinction here. An unclean spirit cannot possess a believer, but he can influence a believer. So, when that unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Yes? Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first state. Amen. These spirits, they roam about the earth. Listen to me. The Bible says when they come, when they find, they go out. The Bible says when they cannot find any place, they are moving around. They are looking. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to teach you. This is something that I want you to listen to. It's one of the most strategic teachings you're going to hear. They are on the earth. They are moving around. Listen to me. You know, sometimes you know a person, right? Then you know this person is like this. You, maybe you have even lived for a long time with that person. And you know the person. You know the person's attitude. Then the person just overnight seems to have changed. I'm dealing with a case right now. Somebody I used to know. Someone I went to school with. You know? Somebody that served. Worked in this church partially. You know? Then 2 years ago, I discovered that I called the person. The person is not in this city. I called the person twice and the person didn't pick my call. I called the third time. The person didn't pick my call. So I just stopped calling. Then people met me and said, did you see what this person said here? Did you see what this person posted here? Did you see? I didn't see. Obviously, the person blocked me so that I don't see, because normally I see what the person does. So obviously the person must have blocked me so I don't see what he is doing. So recently we were doing a leaders meeting. The mother of the person called me. She called me and said, Pastor, this was the word she used. She said, my son has backslidden. She said, I've been praying and I've been talking to God. I don't know what to do. She said, the only person, she said, I've not talked to anybody. She said, but the only man of God that has been coming to my mind is to talk to you. So, you know what I did? I called somebody that was close to that person. Because by now, I got the picture. The person doesn't pick my calls. You know, I got the picture. So, I called somebody that is very close to that person. I said, please, this person's mother has called me. And I don't want to seem disrespectful. And something is bothering her. And I just felt that, okay, let me see how I can do something about it. Have you been meeting with this person? Do you know? Do you have any? Do you know what's happening? I said, Pastor. I said, even me. This is somebody that I would say the person's best friend. He said to me, he said, look, I don't want to go into certain details. When the person began to speak to me, I discovered that that person has gotten involved with the spirit. The person told me, he said, if you meet this person, it's not the person you know. I became afraid to talk to the person because the person is under the influence of a demonic spirit. It's under the influence of a demonic spirit. Listen to me. The person may think he's acting normal. Mark chapter 5. So these spirits, they roam about and operate in the earth. They move around looking for bodies. Please listen to me. They are looking for what? Bodies. Because spirits cannot operate on the earth without a body. So if they can't find a body to possess, they will find a body to influence. Are you hearing me? If they can't find a body to possess, they will find a body to influence. And they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. Yes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Yes, who had his dwelling among what? Tombs. That is that the guy lived, his house was in the graveyard. When you see certain people do certain things, are you hearing me? Don't just think that it is normal. He who had his dwelling among tombs, and no man could bind him. No. Not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. That is that person was under torment, yet there was nothing you could do to tame him, even though he was under torment. And there are people like that. They are living under torment. Then every effort to help them, they will fight back. Next verse. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Now listen, it was not the man that was worshipping, no. It was the spirit in the man. Because listen to me. Jesus is the head of all principalities and power, including demonic spirit. Jesus is their boss. Because this man has lost control of himself. After I talked to the person, I said, I know what this person's mother wants me to do. But I'm very sure that if I approach this person like this, we will fight. And the person will insult me. I said, we have to take another route to dealing with this person. Because this person is under the influence of a spirit. And once a person is under the influence of a spirit, it's like a person who is drunk. Are you hearing me? If a person is drunk, you can't talk sense to the person. What you need is to remove, is that drunkenness to leave the person before you can talk sense to the person. He cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee? Now listen, you know the Bible says he went and bowed down. But look at what the same person was saying. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? He didn't say Jesus that is coming from Nazareth. He said, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High, I adjure thee by God. That is, I beg you in the name of God, don't torment me. Which means whoever was talking knows something deeper about Jesus than the ordinary people. Next verse. For he said unto him, come out of the man. So the reason why that person, the spirit was talking. So now you see, Jesus is now addressing the spirit. Jesus was not talking to the person. Listen to me. There are some people around life, you need to address the spirit behind them. There's a spirit. Listen to me. It's not everything that is happening that is as a result of that person is misbehaving. Sometimes there's a spirit behind that person. And what you need to do is to address the spirit behind that person. That was why Jesus could look at Peter and say to him, get behind me, Satan. Jesus was not talking to Peter. He was talking to the spirit that was influencing Peter at that time. For he said unto him, come out of them, or come out of the man, thou what? Unclean spirit. Next verse. And he asked him, what is thy name? That is Jesus asking the spirit. What is thy name? He was not asking the man. He was asking the spirit. What is thy name? And he answered saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. A legion is between 4,000 to 6,000 soldiers. So 4,000 to 6,000 demonic spirits have found a body that they could live inside. So you're wondering why the man can, on a normal day, during the daytime, an ordinary man has nothing to do with cemetery. On a normal day, this man, he lived in tombs. When you see people doing some abnormal things, don't try to advise them. You need to address, there's a spirit behind the matter. It's not advice. It's not counsel. There are things you don't counsel. What is thy name? He said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Next verse. And he besought him, that was, he was begging Jesus much, that he will not send them away out of the country. Now, if you read the book of Matthew, where this story is rendered, they told Jesus, why have you come to torment us before our time? Which means there is a time that is set for the tormenting of demons. But when Jesus came, it was not time. So that is why I said to you, in the things of the spirit, law is very important. So the moment he was talking with Jesus, he knew the position from where to talk to Jesus. So he said, why have you come before our time? So the moment he says that statement, even Jesus knew that he could not break his own word in order to do what he wanted to do. And he besought him much that he will not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine. That's pigs. So listen to me. I said to you something, that demonic spirits need a body. Whether it's the body of a human being or it's the body of an animal, they need a body. Now there was nearby in the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. Next verse. And the number of the swine, if you read another version, is there are about 2,000 of them. Now remember that those spirits were between 4,000 to 6,000. They possessed one man. Now there are about 2,000 of these pigs. And all the devils begged him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Because we can't stay without a body. If there is no body, we cannot stay here. So they begged him to go into the swine, and they went into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them permission. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran how? Violently. Because that is the nature of those spirits. If an unclean spirit is operating anywhere around your life, the end of that thing must of necessity be death. Because the enemy cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And they ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. If they didn't get that guy, at least they got the swine. And they fed the swine, and they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. They need a body. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about. They are up, they are moving around, sir. They are looking for somebody that they can possess or influence. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Is anybody hearing me this morning? Romans chapter 6, verse 12. There are people that they have opened their minds. Are you hearing me? Sometimes through movies. All of you that say you like horror movie, well done. You have opened your minds to set. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are some movies that these people do these days. You know these are demons. I don't know whether you are hearing what I'm saying. There are some things they are showing. Nobody needs to tell you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know this is demonic. They show you a movie. The person, the head is an animal. He has a tail. And he's talking, making sense. And you sit down there, you are laughing. And you are feeding it to your children. Romans 6:12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 13. Neither ye yield yourselves. Neither yield ye yourselves members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. So, in other words, you can yield yourself. You can give yourself to become an instrument of unrighteousness. Is the reason why, listen to me, is the reason why, are you hearing me? When offense wants to come, don't yield. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? God taught me something many years ago. And that thing blessed me. I can't remember what it was, but I was just meditating. Do you know why? Do you know how Haman ended? Haman, in the story of Esther. Do you know how he ended? Do you know the reason why? The reason for his offense? John, come. So, Mordecai was like a protocol, was a potter. He was somebody who was working in the palace. Let me have, come, doctor. So, you are all, stand here, all of you, face this way. So, when Haman, the prime minister, you are Mordecai, are you hearing me? When Haman, the prime minister, Haman was prime minister, anytime he comes into the palace and is walking, what is the natural thing that will happen? Everybody will bow down and greet him, isn't it? But every time he came passing, Mordecai will not bow down. So I'm passing now. You are all protocol officers. You are walking in the palace. I'm Haman. Mordecai will not bow. I come passing. Mordecai will not bow. That was the beginning of the fight. Those of you who say she didn't greet me, it is Mordecai. That is how Haman, that's how the problem started. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I greeted him. He didn't answer me. That was how that spirit started. The Lord said to me, never be offended because somebody didn't respect you. He said, if you do, you will fall into the trap. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will fall. So, Haman went and sat down and said, what is it? Who does he think he is? You know what made it worse was that every other person bows, but this one will not bow. See, let me tell you, the works of the flesh, when Satan, I will show you something. When Satan wants to get to you, he begins by enticing you in the areas of your weakness, even in your marriage. He will begin by talking, he will begin by appealing to your flesh. So you love respect. So whenever you come back home, you want your wife to come and carry your bag. And then you come back home, then the woman is passing. I say, are you back? I said, no, sir. Then you stand there, you're wondering, doesn't she know I'm the man of this house? She will not come and bend down and greet me, bow the knee, and say, oh Lord my God, how excellent is thy name. Satan will begin to talk to you. I'm telling you, Satan begins to, you will not know till the day you will arrive. So at a point, Haman arrived at the point. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Haman arrived at the point of offense. He said, I'm going to destroy this guy. Now what he did not know was that Mordecai is a Jew. That by religion, a Jew does not bow to any man except God. So even if you killed Mordecai, he will not bow. It was not disrespect. It was worship. It was part of his worship that he will not bow to you. When Satan wants to get you, he will get through the things that appeal to you. He will not stand from anywhere afar. So thank you very much. So listen to me. Part of the reason, and you know what? If you look at it, it looked as if this thing was a matter of dishonor, disrespect. It was not, sir. There was a demonic spirit that was pushing this Haman. After all, he was an Amalekite. That there was already something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will think it's just a matter of dishonor, disrespect. Okay, if it was a matter of dishonor, what made Haman to try to kill all the Jews? Isn't it Mordecai that disrespected him? Why is it? Are you hearing? Are you seeing that? Now you know that there's a spirit operating. Are you hearing? There's a malevolent spirit operating. But do you know the actual target was not Mordecai? Unfortunately, the actual target was Haman himself. Because you cannot do anything to him whom God has blessed. So listen to me. Sometimes when Satan begins to, Malcolm, sometimes, let me tell you something, literally what's happening in the spirit. Is Michael in church? Where is Michael? Michael, chief protocol, is he in church? He's out. I'm looking for somebody that is bigger than Mao. No, John is taller. Not, we don't know the, Rukaya come. No, so is a long break. Look at ya. You see, Mao, any day that you begin to feel like, try to shout at him, talk with him anyhow. Shout, talk. Try now. Just try. Just talk to him anyhow. What do you mean? Any day you begin to do this, let me show you what is happening in the spirit. There's one spirit behind your head is doing you like this. Kidze, kidze, kidze. You don't see that spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a spirit because you know this one and this one. There's no contest. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You know there's no contest in this thing. The thing that is something, so sometimes they said the highest form of intelligence is the capacity to think about what you are thinking about. The highest form of intelligence is the capacity to think about what you are thinking about. So listen, when you begin to do that, start thinking about what you are thinking about. Ask yourself, this thing that I am doing, will this thing end well? Thank you. You know that, are you hearing what I'm saying? Satan wants to push you into a corner. Hallelujah. Are we together, church? Is somebody learning something? Most addictions are influenced by these spirits. When you see somebody who has entered into addiction, drug addiction, sexual addiction, are you hearing what I'm saying? When you hear all these people, lesbian and all of those things, are you hearing me? They are impure spirits that are operating. They come as if it's a suggestion, as if it's an idea, as if it's an experiment. You try it, and you have entered it. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. When the Lord showed me something in this verse. Do you know that I believe, this is my personal belief, that many of the temptations that Jesus faced was not necessarily a physical thing. It were suggestions that Satan brought to his mind. It was not necessarily that Satan, no, it was an idea. If you be the Son of God, turn this bread. Have you ever had an idea that after you finish thinking, you look at yourself and ask yourself, am I the one that is thinking this thought? And you know that many times, if you don't catch the thought, that's why the Bible says, we bring every thought into subjection. That is spiritual warfare. That is as the thought is coming towards you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you know there are people that have slept with their sisters? Am I talking in church? There are people that have slept with their blood sisters. How did it happen? A thought came. And when the thought was coming, you didn't capture the thought. You didn't take over the thought. Have you seen people commit a crime that you are surprised that somebody can commit that kind of crime because of the amount of foolishness that is involved in committing the crime? A thought came. You didn't investigate the thought. You did not interrogate the thought. You allowed the thought into your heart and you didn't know that Satan was whispering in your ears. Praise God. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 1 Timothy. Is that 1 Timothy verse 7? Is it 2 Timothy? Give me 2 Timothy. Maybe I'm referring to 2 Timothy. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. It's a spirit, sir. Fear is a spirit. There are people who live in fear. And you know, when you see somebody living in fear, Satan told him something. I lived in fear for many years of my life. I had an uncle who was ill, had HIV. And the last day he was alive, when the matter had gotten very bad, they didn't want him to die at home. They now told us, okay, let's take him and put him in the car, to take him to hospital. The moment we put him in the car like this, something just told me, you have HIV. No, now you are laughing at me. Am I the only one that has ever thought, had a ridiculous idea that believed? If you know you have ever had it, raise your hand up. You had a ridiculous idea and you believed it. When Satan told you, you believed it. See, I lived in the fear of that thing for many years. Many years. When I was going to do my first HIV test, I was serving. The girl that I had a friend, a medical doctor friend, we're all serving in the same place. We're very close. That girl did 3 months of counseling for me. Until one day she looked at me. She wanted to come with me. She said, okay, don't worry, sir. I will go with you to go and do the test. Now, when I said no to her, it was not because I didn't want her company. It was because I didn't want, when it turns out to be positive, I'll be exposing her presence. No, you are not getting my mind. You are not getting my mind. You are not getting my mind. Until one day she looked at me, she said, this was her response. You know, I'm a friend. We were friends. So she related with me normal. Until one day she looked at me, she said, Pastor. You know, when somebody calls you Pastor, she said, Pastor, from all the way I've seen, you are okay. Satan sold, said, is anybody hearing me? Satan can whisper an idea to you. Are you hearing me? And you can believe the idea. You can even walk in that idea. It is the same way God speaks faith to you. That everybody around you may not believe it, but you believe it. The same way Satan can speak fear to you. And you will take that thing and believe it and walk in it. I've met people that told me. They said, we thought you didn't like us. We have never talked with them. We have never related with them. Maybe one day they just saw me frowning and they concluded I hate them. Satan can sell an idea to you. And are you hearing what I'm saying? For God has not given us what? The spirit of fear. So there's a spirit. It's called the spirit of fear. And I believe, listen to me, I believe that before a person gets into any form of spiritual trouble, the first thing Satan sends to you is the spirit of fear. Listen to me. There are people who are challenged in their body, but they have lost the fear of the illness. And they are living with that illness and they are normal because that illness doesn't have any hold on them. Because they have lost the fear of it. Tonight, every spirit of fear that Satan is sending towards you, we cast out that spirit out of your heart, out of your mind, in the mighty name of Jesus. We break fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to me. God does not operate by fear. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. Listen to me. God does not operate by fear. God operates by conviction. The Bible, he will convict the world of sin. God does not operate by fear. Many people's life, they have made terrible decisions out of fear. Fear of sickness, fear of failure, fear of the future. Fear has gripped their life and is a spirit. It's a spirit. The spirit of fear is the opposite of the spirit of faith. But we, having received the spirit of faith, as we have heard, so have we spoken. The spirit of faith gives you boldness. The spirit of fear constrains you, pulls you back, hides you, cripples your capacity to think rightly and to make correct decisions. The spirit of fear, and is an unclean spirit, but he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Which means that if your mind is not sound, the spirit of fear may be operating somewhere. Why do you think people hoard? They gather more than they. You see all these politicians that are stealing. Do you know the kind of way they steal? Before in Nigeria, they used to steal in millions. They said, this person stole 100 million. Now, you don't hear millions again. Every time you hear somebody has stolen, you are talking about billions. Do you know what a billion is? Do you know what a billion is? A billion is not million, no. If you are counting a million, it's about 11 minutes or so. If you are counting a billion, it's about 35 years. That's the difference between two of them. Do you know what? It's fear, the spirit of fear. If I don't win election, how will I survive? How will my children go to school? How will this happen? How will that happen? The spirit of fear. So the only way to deal with it is you keep hoarding. You keep hoarding. You keep gathering. It's the spirit of, listen to me, when the spirit of fear is in operation, a person can know this is what is correct, this is what is right, he will go to the other side because the spirit of fear is in operation. Bishop Oladipo's wife was sick sometime and I read her book and that book changed my life. She said something. She said when you're about to fall sick, she said the first thing that Satan will release towards you is the fear of that sickness. Once the fear of the sickness holds you, no matter any other thing that they do, if they don't deal with the spirit that is causing the fear of that sickness, you will not be healed from that sickness. That is why every time Jesus healed a person, are you hearing me? Every time Jesus healed a person, he will say, carry your bed. Because that bed was what supported that situation. Now, to break the spirit, carry the bed. The bed that carried you, carry it. Carry the bed and walk. Because if you don't carry that bed, tomorrow you will go back and lie down on the bed. Say, carry your bed. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Do you know, there are people who are barren, not because they are barren, but because they are too afraid to take it. Every time something comes, the fear. There are relationships that there are people that cannot enter good relationships because of fear. Growing up, I said I was not going to marry. Because everything I saw about marriage was bad. Everything I saw about it was bad. all my friends, you know, of course, if this one had this girlfriend, this one had this sister, his friends too. Nobody could tell you that this was the sister that is my friend. Then one day my spiritual father called me. He said, come. He said, are you all right? I didn't understand what you were saying. He said, are you okay? I said, yes. I didn't even understand what you were saying. Then he understood that I didn't understand. Then he said, this is your thing. Is he okay? Does he wake up in the morning? I said, yes, sir. He said, okay, come and sit down. He said, all of us, we gather, we talk. This one, we talk about this. He likes his sister. You never make mention of anything. Then I told him, I didn't have intention to marry. Not because I don't like sister, I'm not. But I didn't have intention. Why? Because everything I saw was bad. And then my mother made it worse. My mother would come and say, anybody who makes another man's daughter to suffer, I will never forgive him. So I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. It's part of the reason why there is something in me that stands up when I see a man maltreating a woman. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There's something in me that just fights. I fight first, then I try to hear what you are saying. The spirit of fear. Tonight, we wrestle with it. That spirit is taken out of this assembly. Nobody comes under that spirit. Many people, it's not that they want to marry. You're asking the girl out. Every girl wants to marry. This one, she's running away. Every time, she will do something to spoil it. It's fear. There is fear in operation. There's fear in operation. So while we don't make a doctrine out of demonic operations, is anybody getting blessed this morning? I'm a little bit out of my time, but can I finish? While we don't talk about the devil all the time and make the devil an issue, are you hearing what I'm saying? It will be very unwise for us to become ignorant of the operations of the enemy. Especially as you are entering into a year like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. What man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of that man which is in him? Even so, the things of God. No, this is not what I'm looking for. I think I mixed up my scriptures. I'm looking for the place where I say, for we are not ignorant. Is that alright? The Bible says, lest the enemy should take advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Please get it for me. Okay, 2 Corinthians. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. So listen to me. Church, listen to what I'm saying. Satan has no power. He has been stripped of every power that he has. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15. He has been stripped of every power. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? He has been stripped of every power that he has. But Satan knows how to take advantage of you. And it is important that you understand this, so that you can engage him rightly. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If the smallest child of God is stronger than the biggest demon that exists. If you think I'm joking, if Tinubu gives birth today, go and slap the boy. Did you get what I said? If Tinubu has a child today, they give birth, go and slap the child. Then you will know you don't have power. So what I'm saying to you is that the smallest child of God, are you hearing me, has greater power than any demonic entity. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying tonight? This year, anything that is misbehaving around you, you will deal with it. I said anything that is misbehaving around you, you will deal with it. So Satan takes advantage of us. He takes advantage of us because of our ignorance. We are ignorant. Where is my Colossians chapter 2 verse 15? And having what? Spoiled. Principalities and powers. He made what? A show of them. Triumphing over them in it. Because you are ignorant. You are ignorant. One day I was going to travel and Satan whispered to me, you know, let me tell you something. If you are a worded person, Satan will come to you by the word. Because he knows that if he brings anything to you that doesn't look like word, you don't have to only be worded. You have to also be worded and discerning. You should be worded. You should have so much word of God that you can do what Hebrews talks about, that the word is sharper than any double-edged sword. That is why I said to us, some of us have head knowledge. We don't have revelational knowledge. We have knowledge in the head. We don't have a knowledge in the heart. So when Satan is talking to you, you can't even tell, is this Satan? Is he God? But the word of God is powerful and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. The Bible says it cuts asunder soul and spirit, bone and marrow. It is the discerner of the intents of the heart. One day I was going to travel. Satan said to me, you know, when he spoke, I said, it's today I'm going to travel. Today that you spoke. If you had not spoken today, I'll travel. You know, it was my friend. What's his name? This brother, we used to spokesman. Spokesman, he said he wanted to travel. Satan came to him and said to him, if you travel today, he said, Mado Anya, Mado Adachi. Let's meet there. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying today? He works on your ignorance. He works on your disobedience. Please listen to me. When God wants to protect you, God does not first give you angels. God gives you instruction. Disobedience is one of the major doorways to satanic attack. Listen to me. Instruction is protection in spiritual things. When God says to you, sit down, you better sit down. When God says to you, stand up, you better stand up. When God says to you, run, you better run. In the spirit, how God protects you is by giving you instruction. Implicit in God's instruction is the protection that you need. Every disobedience exposes you to satanic attack. The Bible says when your obedience is complete, the Bible says you will bring every disobedience to the obedience of Christ. When your obedience is complete. So listen to me. In the spirit, when you fight Satan, is a posture you take. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Job did not know a conversation was going on about him. It was God, it was Satan that gave the testimony. It was Satan himself. He said, this man, have you not the one that created a hedge of fire around him? Did Job know that there was a hedge of fire? But his obediences created it around him. Many people are careless with their lives. Careless. You play around with sin. You are careless with your life. You don't know that you are opening yourself to demonic attack. Whatever it is that sin wants to give you, one strike by the enemy can destroy all of those things. May the Lord have mercy upon us. Amen. Amen. Associating with the wrong people. The Bible says, he that walks with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. Listen to me. If you don't have the right people to walk with, don't walk with anybody. It's not by force that you must walk with somebody. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You must walk in love towards people, but everybody doesn't have to be your friend. There are people you must keep your life away from them. He that walks with the wise will be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? I spoke earlier. I said some of you go to spiritists. God told the children of Israel. He said, you know, Samuel made a mistake. Saul made a mistake. He went and consulted a medium. And a spirit came up and spoke to him. What did the spirit tell him? He said, tonight you will be with me. Have you ever gone to anybody? Good news. No, I want to ask you, have you ever been to any of these babalawo people? And they say, Kai, no, you don't have any problem. You are doing good. Just go and continue your life. Have you ever found one like that before? No, have you found one before? Even if you go and they tell you the problem you came with does not exist, they will tell you a new one that you need to do something about it. You interact with demonic, and church people do it. Church people are doing it. Young girls in church are doing it. He is alive. He is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he is alive. He's alive. You just don't know he's alive. You have not tried him. You have not tested him. Praise God. Mark chapter 16. Two scriptures as I close. Mark 16 verse 17. Mark 16 verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers do I have in the house? I say, how many believers do I have in the house? And these signs shall follow them. He didn't say you will look for them. I'm talking to the wrong people. I said, he didn't say you will look for them. I said, he didn't say you will look for them. It means that everywhere you are walking, they are the ones looking for you. These signs are following you. This capacity is following you. A lion does not develop a roar when an enemy comes. It is inside him. So at the moment the enemy comes, he is ready to fight. A porcupine does not develop all those. No, it is with him. When you come to attack him, it deploys it. You carry something. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. What did I say? I said what? You carry something. I think you should put that out on your Facebook today. I carry something. You carry something. Don't let any devil play any game around you. Whether it's in the night, in the afternoon. Listen to me. I read it. He said, you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night. Neither of the arrow that flies by noonday. All these others are talking about arrow. You shall not be afraid of it. 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 by your right hand. But it shall not come. He didn't say it will not affect you. He says it will not come near you. That means it must stay far away from where you are. Must stay far away from where you are. It will not come near you. How near is near? It shall not come near you. Shall not come near you. Realize what you carry. These signs shall follow them that believe. I thought they would talk about many things. The first thing, the cheapest sign, they shall cast out devils. I feel like asking you to stand to your feet now. Let us pray. They shall cast out devils. Not one devil. Devils. They shall cast out devils. If your chair is going to disturb you, you better come out of that place. They shall cast out devils. They shall cast out devils. Luke chapter 10 verse 17. Luke chapter 10 verse 17. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take upon serpents and scorpions. Now listen to me. When it says they shall take serpents and scorpions, people think it is physical serpent. No. Those serpents and scorpions is a spiritual language. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When Satan first appeared, he appeared as a serpent. So when you hear serpent and scorpion, it's a symbol of demonic operations. Big, both big and small. He said, they shall take up serpent and scorpions. Look at what it says here. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now listen to me. As at this time, these people were only sent. They were not even born again. No, you didn't hear what I said. They were sent. They were not yet born again. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Next verse. Behold, I give unto you what? Power. What do you do with the power? To tread upon what? Serpents and scorpions. And what? And over all the power of the enemy. And what? And nothing shall by any means. Did you know what it means by any means? And nothing this year, nothing shall by any means. If you understand this covenant, even razor will not cut you. No, you are not understanding what I say. If you understand this covenant, even when you are cutting your nail, razor cannot cut you. And nothing shall by any means. See, if you hear what I'm hearing, are you hearing me? Some of you, this will be the last year they will do CS for you. You are not hearing what I'm saying to you. Somebody read this scripture. And somebody read the scripture. And he said, you know the Bible says concerning Samson, and no razor shall come upon his head. And the man said to me, he said, I have a covenant, and nothing can cut me. Tonight, I declare over this house, and I want you to understand it, and you are going to go into prayer concerning it. Nothing shall by any means. Nothing shall by any means. There is no organization. There is no ganging up. There is no plan. There is no policy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is no weapon formed against you that shall... Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'd like you to open your mouth tonight. You're going to come against every demonic operation. Some of you need to pray 2 months from two months from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now. Some of you need to pray into, I can't hear people praying. Some of you need to pray into this year. We come against the operations of every demonic force. We come against the operations of every demonic spirit. We come against the operations of foul spirits. Let me hear people praying. I can't hear people.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.